Details on proposed legislation to protect electricity customers from grid strain. State prisons are getting new technology to prevent contraband smuggling. And the Oklahoma City Thunder are back in action Sunday at the Paycom Center. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, April 17th. I'm Deborah Schar. State senators advanced a bill out of committee Thursday to protect regular consumers against higher electricity rates from data centers. We get details from State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele.
House Bill 2992 creates the Data Center Customer Protection Act of 2026. It was authored by Marlow Republican Brad Bowles. It's being run in the Senate by Wellston Republican Grant Green. The legislation says state utility regulators must ensure rates aren't directly increased because of data center builds or crypto mining operations. Green says the measure applies to all electricity suppliers in Oklahoma.
If you're going to put strain on the grid and have to have new infrastructure, you're going to have to pay for it, and it won't fall back on the ratepayers.
The bill's advancement comes as communities like Tulsa are pressing pause on new data centers. It passed unanimously and is now eligible to be heard on the Senate floor. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
The Oklahoma Department of Corrections is upping security for visitors coming into the state's prisons. DOC Deputy Chief of Operations Jason Bryant says five facilities will soon have full-body scanner technology.
It's a lot like what you would see when you were going through TSA in an airport.
The scanners will be installed at state prisons in Hinton, McAllister, Holdenville, Hominy, and McLeod. There's already one at Red Rock Correctional Center in Lawton. The move comes as the state battles issues with contraband smuggling in its prisons. Last year, prison officials confiscated more than 6,000 cell phones, 260 pounds of marijuana, and 3,000 improvised weapons. Overdose deaths have declined significantly in Oklahoma, and researchers say Medicaid expansion is one of the reasons why. Sierra Pfeiffer has more on a new study.
Researchers say expanding health coverage in Oklahoma has reduced barriers to buprenorphine, a gold standard medicine for decreasing overdose deaths. After Medicaid expansion in the state, prescriptions increased by more than 21%. Stephen Crystal is a director at Rutgers University and published a study on the topic. He says Oklahoma's success is threatened by federal and local attacks on Medicaid.
I don't know how you would maintain the current level of buprenorphine treatment if you eliminate the Medicaid expansion, because the expansion population is where you find a lot of the people with opioid use disorder.
Voters enshrined Medicaid in Oklahoma's constitution in 2020, but lawmakers are advancing two measures that would allow them to make changes. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
The NBA playoffs start Sunday for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Ryan LaCroix reports the team enters the postseason for the second straight year with the best record in the league.
When the Thunder's opening playoff game rolls around on Sunday, it'll have been 11 days since most of its roster will have seen game action. That rest will be crucial as the team gears up for the high-intensity competition the NBA playoffs bring. MVP candidate Shai Gilgeous-Alexander says the team has a long way to go before they even think about repeating as champs.
So many things have to go our way that aren't out of control, and so many things we have to control that are hard to control at this level for a long period of time for us to get to really have that opportunity. So until then, it's just like a little step.
OKC will face the winner of tonight's play-in game between the Phoenix Suns and Golden State Warriors. Playoff game one for the Thunder is set for 2:30 on Sunday afternoon at the Paycom Center and can be seen on ABC. In Oklahoma City, I'm Ryan LaCroix.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.